Well, share some more music. What else would you like to share? And maybe it can help explicate life lessons from a bad Quaker, humble stumble towards simplicity and grace. Or maybe it's just about Brent Bill.
Oh, I'm not that illuminating. So, but speaking of illumination, perhaps Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors' song Good Light is a good one, because in it he talks about somebody who is feeling kind of desperate. And the singer is saying, but there's a good light shining in you. And I think, as you know, for Quakers, this idea that there is the light of God in every person, that of God in every person that we are to look for from outside to help call them to their true selves in some ways and to God, that's a powerful song, I think, that brings that up. But also a reminder to the person that Drew Holcomb's singing to, that there is a good light within them, that, yeah, they may be stumbling and they may be feeling lost or down or whatever, but there is that light within that is calling them and that they can respond to. But it's their choice. It's not a light that will force itself on them. And that, I mean, that's one reason I like that song, is when I hear that, I'm thinking, you know, wow, this need for illumination and it coming from within, and also the need for affirmation from outside, for somebody to look and go, look, there's a good light, you know, shining in you. What a powerful affirmation that can be.
And so the song is Good Light by Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors for Brent Bill's Song of the Soul.
Wasting time, wasting money. You've been acting like, all you really need is a friend. magic in your eyes.
That gem is from Drew Holcomb and The Neighbors. It's a song called Good Light, and Brent Bill picked it out for today's Song of the Soul that he's sharing about himself. He's also author of a book, Life Lessons from a Bad Quaker, A Humble Stumble Towards Simplicity and Grace. I read a review of it in Friends Journal, and that led me on a merry chase to track down Brent and listen to him. And one of the things I learned in the book is his love of music. So he's evidently avoided the simplicity testimony by accumulating he who dies with the most records wins.
Don't out me.
But